Beginn der Karte darf, sagt es gitten darf sein, beginn damit bei sich, gitten zes Masse, da beginnt es die Gemara, hoch gegessen, das ist die Gerste, which I have in the Gemara, mit der Sefte in the Bryce that's brought, miminoi le mizach adach, to the right, to the east of the road, which Taisa says, bloi gesin miminoi, and it shouldn't say, and to the right, why? Because the Kimish Arath Makal exhibits, since you're going from Akat exhibit, loil miminoi le mizach adach, so to the right is to the east of the road, that's the direction you're going. But it says Taisa Miyu, you're somewhere, what you can say is, the Bahama adach masakam, you can say sometimes the road turns, and the ain yamin the lemizuch, if it turns, let's say, 90 degrees, so then your right, or even less, your right is not to the east, so therefore I have to say that to the right, which is to the east of the road. Tumnais makes us not to begin with the Gemara, but you have Tana Simon Hachi. And the Tana, he gave a sign, this is the Gemara's question, that really the Tana is going to give a sign of, about a strip of land, it's that significant? So Pishma Gurd Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is, is one strip significant, las nuche basimana, that we should make a sign regarding it, which says it's difficult, but we're talking about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it's a small strip that comes out. The town that shouldn't demarcate where the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are. But more of a Mayra, you might say, Rav Papa, what's the Gemara's proof it brings from Rav Papa? Then he says, oh, yeah, we find this a pasuk in Tanakh, l'mizrach Hashem Masila, to the east of the pass. Hashem Yav Krasim on Lashila on here, because that's just the pasuk is giving a sign for Shila where it is. Ayde Mesila through a path, but it's not telling us the significance of a path. It's only a through a path. So what's the raya? So Mefarsh Rabbeinu Shmuel, actually Rabbeinu Shmuel answers. He says actually the lava shnei parach. It's actually not asking on the answer that the Gemara gave. Ela brayse the tani. Rather, it's on the brayse that said lemizrach haderech ulemayir haderech, to the east of the path and to the west of the path. And that's the Gemara's question, exactly like Tesla was asking. It's not going on the road, we have to tell you, but like when you're defining the east and west, you're saying it's to the east and west of the road. Something insignificant like a road, it's east or it's west, because it should have said from to the right, to the east, without saying it's east or it's west. And that's what the Gemara says, and that's what Ma'aseh Medrash Papa. That's what the Gemara brings from Papa. Damadari says Mizrach Hashem Masila. Yeah, to the east of the path. The Maske Mizrach Amasila is going on the path, and therefore that's the Gemara's question and answer. Next, just Matzah begins the Gemara. Harav Yehuda Harabban. Yeah, it's not a stira regarding the bringing a get from a boat if it's an Eretzol. Now it's Machlekes Tanaim, as we find they have this Machlekes regarding the boat in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. Although the ground of where the water is, meaning of the rivers, is like Eretz Yisrael, it's still worse than what's not even Eretz Yisrael, but it's just absorbed in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which is really addressing a question and he's answering without really explaining what the Svar is, which Mefarshim do say that, yeah, because you won't have Eden Matun Lekaimer, let's say, in the rivers, even though it's in the rivers, but there it's one piece of land. So therefore, yeah, it's actually going to be worse than what's not even there to dissolve, but is absorbed in the perimeter versus the river itself. And then so Tzitzim say, it has to take a second look. He says, wait a second, if you're going to say, Mayan get it from Maisa. What does get have to do with Halakha of Maisa? Ata maybe get by Liba. So if you think someone brings a get in the upper story, let's say a third story in Eretz Yisrael, on the third floor, you think it's going to be exhibit like as if he's bringing chutzlaritz mashem da'af haba sham mechutzlaritz, because if let's say you brought earth to a third story apartment in Eretz Yisrael from chutzlaritz, which part of Maisa is going to be exempt from Maisa, so you think that now it's like you bring the get from chutzlaritz also? So memory Dewey says no, the leg dummy, it's not comparable because the aliyah by upper story at least karka shatachter brazrihi. The ground beneath it, you could plant it. And it is appropriate to become obligated in my son Shemitah, Mashenk Masmina, where you have the water over there and there's nothing you can't plant over there. And therefore, yeah, it's actually going to be gara, and it's actually going to be considered as the Gemara is telling us, like a chutz la'aretz, and you can't ask from a third floor apartment in Eretz Yisrael. Buda says, in the words of Tanakama, that often this part from Chutz La'aretz is Chayv Ma'aseh Shviyis. He says, oh, Amos, when do we say this? Only when it's Geshashas. When it's not Geshashas, then we put them. The Gemara would say, oh, this is the Machlekes Tanoim of these two braises. So this is Mashmat sounds like the Amos of Rabbi Yehuda Bolach, like that Rabbi Yehuda's word Amos is coming to disagree, because that's exactly what the point of the Gemara is coming to say. Problem is, when Tammy begins to say, Beperik Haloim, the Gemara Ebron of Payal and Beis. Ubzeb Bar, the Gemara Sanin of Chavdalma Beis. Amr Shuma Levi says, Kamokim Shom Rabbi Yehuda Amos I Ubameh. Whenever he says these two terms, when he's qualifying, and when did we say this? So these two different words, they both mean similar things. In the Eilu Lafarsh, only come to explain. And Rabbi Yehuda Amos says, no, Amos Lafarsh. Amos says, come to explain. Bameh Lachli, when he says Bameh, That's coming to disagree. But says Tosfos, Amos, we see Lukulam according to everyone. Amosai Levarish is coming to explain. But here, the Gemara is obviously saying Amosai is coming to disagree. Bishon says, what you can say is Rabbi Yirmiyah the Hacha. You're right, Rabbi Yirmiyah over here. Sorry, Rabbi Bachama. This Limperik Zembari, he holds over there in the Gemara, Sanedin of Chavim and Alf, that fellow Amosai laugh, like, yeah, Amosai comes to disagree. Says Tosfos Lefi Zem, based on this, Logosin Vishmait, then you cannot have the Girtz in our Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, which the Gemara then says shortly, which is not the Girsa that we have, but Tosfos says similarly, if someone had that Girsa, Rechlin says, Utz is not Gemara, like he says, if you have a flower pot that has a hole in it, but it's on pegs, we come to Machlis Rabbi Rabbanan, commercial custom makes it sound like it's written in some text, and as the Mesayis Hashash brings down where some of those texts are, can't say that because Rabbi Yechon is like Emes HaLefarish. He holds the Emes is coming to explain. Other rather, you have to say obviously either Amar Avuna, this Tegar is like we have another Gemara, Reb Zeir Kedis Reb Sram, like it's written in most texts. Now, Void Yishlam, additionally, tested what you can say is the Nere Kisvarim, the Garsi, Reb Serpek Chalayim. That you could explain it based on the Girsa of the Svarim at the end of Pek Chalayim and Erev in the Pei Avon base. The Kamakum Shem Rebbe Yehuda Mishnah Seinu Emes HaBemeh, the words there are very important. The Gemara says, wherever he says now Mishnah, the word Emes HaBemeh, then he's coming to explain. Ooh, says Taisus. Yeah, the Dafka Be Mishnah Emes HaLefarish. Only when he's in the Mishnah, then his word Emes HaBemeh comes to explain. Of the Braisa, when it's in the Braisa, Loi, no. Ah, okay, so then our Gemara, that's a Braisa, he could be coming to disagree. Now, so betrayed Tanoi, Libet Rebbe Yehuda. So we have two Tanoim according to Rebbe Yehuda, and B'Hacha Braisa, here it's a Braisa. Because the Mishnah of Sektus Chala, Le Mesayimba, because actually we see in the Mishnah Chala, it doesn't conclude with the Al Inas Vinegar Cheshit Ptura. But if the boat's not grounded, it's going to be exempted from the same Mokha, like Agamor concludes over here. So yeah, it must be two different Tanoim according to Rebbe Yehuda, one the Mishnah, one the Braisa. And the Braisa is, as Tosfos explained, the Hidim Mesayim, the Chala, Bolafarish. So obviously, although in the Mishnah Chala is going to explain, but as we see clearly in the Braisa, of Balach is coming to disagree, and that's what he's saying with Emes HaSayim. But since this is about Avakashav, it's difficult. Why? Because Berek Chaloi and Berek Zabar, Parach Mekreth Braisa. The Gemara asks from a Braisa. The Tani, it says, where they have a Chacham Imrim, and a Chacham say, where either Muchach, or the Gemara says, Omechiach me Braisa, and the Gemara proves from a Braisa, the Masnit Nam also Lachli, then the Mishnah also going to disagree. But I thought you said that a Mishnah is different than the Braisa. So what's the Gemara saying over there? Yashem says, what you can say is, no, the Masl Shnuyei, you're right. The Gemara could have answered that Ahu, Tana Achrinahu, it's a different Tana, because the Masnitin, La'ilam Balafarish, Mishnah, yeah, always comes to explain. But, Ella, Mishon, the Ashkach Tana Mehedi, it's only because they found an explicit Tana. So, Kamashan, that's what the Gemara answer here, B'yud Mishim Tarvini, the Tanya Bechul, etc. But you're right, they could have answered like we just said. But it's just that we had a Tana anyway, so we could just say it like that. And says to us, you have to say like this, the Dafka be Mishnah Emes HaLefarish, that only by a Mishnah is reviewed with Emes HaLefarish to explain, like this answer that we're saying, but in the Braisa, he's disagreeing. Because the prepared Kis Adam, the Gemara Chum, the Pechas, and the Tanya, the Braisa, it says in the Pazim, so that you have a mitzvah of Kis Adam, you have to cover the blood of and Mother Yishef, the Malamans comes to teach, called Dama, Yechayim B'chasa, all its blood you have to cover. Which we can't remember, I mean, they said, if you have Dama, Nitzvah, Bechulu, the blood that's sprayed, you have to make sure to cover it all. Which I remember, this is Emes, when do we say this? Is Bezman, Shincham Dama, Lehu, that's the only blood. But if there's other blood and you covered it, that's enough. Now, time to read the Mefarash and the Gemara explains it with it because if somebody holds dummy when it says dummy, it means mixes dummy, even some of the blood. Now, so it says, well, Kacha, the Palaka Tanakama. Obviously, he's disagreeing with Tanakama. The Hedjukatani, Tanakama, called dummy because the Tanakama said explicitly that it's referring to all the blood. And so obviously, you see that that in the Braisa, he's going to be disagreeing. It's only in the Mishnah that he's agreeing. Now, so he says the place of custom Rabintam Gabihuda, Rabintam rules a bit like Gabihuda, because Masin the Hassan Balafarish, because in the Mishnah over there he's coming to explain. But says to me, however, Shem Rabban the Braisa Iker, maybe actually the Rabban the Braisa is the primary, and Rabbi Gabihuda the Masnitin comes out of Gabihuda, the Mishnah is Yochab Makam Rab the Braisa, is Yochab disagreeing with the Rab of the Braisa. Like Kagam Nikam Perakam the Sukkah, that's what we find also in the first Perak of Sukkah, David Dalad, and which Mr. Tisha says he didn't find that Lachari his Kamana is on Daf Yotest on the base. Next, Tisha has to begin this Gemara, Atzis Nakiv. So, Rabbi Zeir says, Atzis Nakiv, a pot that has a hole that's on pegs, we come to the Machalik Yehud and Rabban. So, Pishma Rashi explains that the Svina de Le'el, the boat of the case we're talking about over here that Rabbi Yehud is comparing to the pot, was Shulcharis, was of earthenware, and Veinu Tichli Nakiv. And you don't have to have a hole. Moshe Menachas Bakarka, it was laying on the ground. Menachas, like the Gemara says, in Menachas, Aval otzit shall aids, but the pot is made out of wood. So when the kibbutz has to have a hole, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan is comparing, the otzit is not from the pot with a hole to the boat without a hole. So as Taisa the Nira would seem, the Rayosai misayfu the Gersim Mirish per kol gabanz. And the Gemara nachzav pei damon beis. Damon the Gemara says over there. Tana chadu within one brisa shabegag that's in the roof shabechurba or dilapidated building or shabezvin or in a boat but shabeotzit or if you have fruits growing in a pot. The halacha is maybe you bring the bikurim. And you also say the parasha of Bikurim. Now, Batan Ida will let another brisa that actually says, maybe in the Kari, you don't say the parasha Bikurim. So, how me ask this year? Mashan, the Gemara answers, no problem. It's like Asha. Well, regarding the pots, you're not going to ask because Kamba Nakam, Kamba Shayna Nakam. One's talking about that's a hole, one's talking about there's no hole. And Srinna, and the Kasha regarding the boats, also not difficult because Kamba Shalit, Kamba Shalit, one's talking about where it's made out of wood, and one's talking about made out of earthware. Now, when we delay Mashan Misvina from the fact that it didn't answer regarding the boats, Kamba Nakuva, here's someone with a hole, and here's without a hole. When it's made out of earthenware, I feel in the kuba, even when there's no hole, how can the kuba say that there is a hole? And the chiddush must be to come and teach us a different chiddush b'svina that she'in v'otzis that's not by a pot, and therefore must be that even without a hole, because with the hole you already know from the case of the otzis. Now, so that's how Rashi says that you see from over there that wood is different than a cheres, that cheres will be even. Like the boat, even without a hole. But wood needs a hole. So that says, of course, the producer is difficult according to his interpretation, because the only common peg base, the Gemara, later on, the second paragraph of Avon Beis, says that Kosval Cheres shall Otzitlak. If you write the get on the earthenware of a pot that has a hole, Kosher, it's going to be Kosher. And because it's considered like it's connected. Now, so it's a mashma, it sounds like the Cheres point in the Kiva, but that you see, even if it's made out of earthenware, it has to have a hole. If that's not the case, my rebusa who been knocked to him is knocked. Why are you picking a case that has a hole more than if it didn't have a hole? And mashminamid atzal cheres. It also sounds like that the atzitz is made out of a cheres, which is because that's what commonly everything was made out of earthenware. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir, the Rashbam, hevi mitesefta. He brings from tesefta shvius, mitesefta shvius. The time that learned the brayis haterminus luf shvius. If someone buries the luf bean in shmita. Me says derech eretz tamed ba'atzis shliyitzmach. The custom, the normal way is that you bury it in a pot that it shouldn't sprout. Although there's no proof for this, but an allusion to this is just insat mekliches. We can make sure you can put it in the earthenware vessel, stay for a long time. But says Taisa again, says Rashbam, amastam atzis shal cheresu. So you see that regular atzis is made out of earthenware. That supports our point that you see that it's even though it's earthenware, you see it has to have a hole to be considered connected. So actually, it seems the opposite of Rashi. The shalcheres boy in the kiva actually earthenware needs a hole. The shalates boy in the kiva and actually wood does not need a hole. From mislachlech yisim in the echeres because it actually gets more moisture than earthenware. But the shapa now everything makes sense because the stam svin he shalates actually not like Rashi that the boat's made out of earthenware. Regular boat's made out of wood. And menachas namim mochach the gemara menachas that peidam and beis also is obvious. The gemara that says if you read the gemara well, it says kam shalates kam shalcheres. Oh, here it's made out of wood. Here it's made out of earthenware. Where Shemaske Tchila, it first mentions wood is Oisei Shemaybi Bekayri is going on the one that you bring and you do recite, which is obviously like it is connected, even without a hole, which is the wood, because Kamesh Maske, because just like it mentions over there Kimishani Hosam when it answers over there Agag Bechor Beotzitz, it mentions the ones first that are like they're connected, and so therefore that seems to be like Rabbeinu Tam not like Rashi. And so Tais is bothered by a question which he comes to address. He says, "Well, here the Gemara couldn't answer. Wait a second. Why have to say Rabbanim? Why don't you say Kamishal Ches, Kamishal Eitz? One's made of wood, one's made of earthenware, or Inami Kamishal Kuba, Kamishal Kuba, or one has a hole, one doesn't have a hole. Can Mashal Mazam give more answers over there?" So it says, "No, because the Nehi, the Heichad, and the Geshas of Yehuda, you're right. Although when it's not grounded, according to Yehuda, that the Habit Chutzlas Lin Meiser, that it's considered Chutzlas Regarding Meiser." That chashiv and mechutz lazlin get that's going to be considered chutz lazlin regarding get. Hayin mishum that's only because kibin the shem chutz lazlin mokim since the place is considered chutz lazlin. So tzoch lema b'fan nefnav b'tzim b'fan nefnav because l'amgav the shchicha v'kibichi. Even though well people are around and they know the halacha, it's like literally a boat in middle of Israel. But kadesh lo itach min zayim because we don't want the French in zayim, so you'll have to b'fan nefnav. Abba gishes is Rabbi Yehuda, but for the other halacha when it's grounded from Rabbi Yehuda. And even if it's not grounded, you can't say that the flip side of that because kibin the shemayt zol makom since you have kedusha on the place that af bishamach masakli that even though because the vessel in the chayv b'maisa it wouldn't be chayv in the maisa, But b'shul kach le'chashav kechutzlas to get that, wouldn't be able to make a chutzlas we're going to get, and then we couldn't answer, oh, because it doesn't have a hole. Still, it would be considered Eretz Yisrael, so that wouldn't be a good approach to answer the stira. Next, there's Master Begin's Gemara that says, no, dimalohi, maybe that's not the case, that it's totally in the machlekes of Otz and Nakiv in this machlekes, because at Kelly Kamei Rudo, where do we find Rudo saying it, that it's not going to help in the airspace only by boat, because it's always moving. But Otz does not usually move. Maybe he would hold that it is considered as a part of the ground. Which Shai says, it's not Dilma, as the words of Taisus, it's Kenu Emes. Actually, that's the truth, that the Otz, it's Kamechuber, that the pot is like it's attached, because the Perga Shalei, as they want later on, the Blam Zayman Ab, I'm reading, the Gemara tells us, the increase in Prusbul, you don't write a Prusbul, Elal Otz Nokav, only on a pot that has a hole, but Mukila the Manchasike, and it's on pegs. So you see clearly that is considered attached. But the Gemara, this is the Gemara tells us of Yad Kamei Rabban El Besvin. And now we're going to the other half of this Dichud that the Gemara says that Rabban only said by boat. Mashma sounds like the Be'atzitz Lekul Em Lavik Mechuber, that by Atz according to everyone is not considered attached, as the Gemara in the second half of the rejection says no, that's Dichud Ba'amu, that's just reject. That's not Kenu Emes, because it's not true. Vodom Shabbos Perek Amitz Yain. This is the Gemara says in Shabbos of Yavam Beis High Parfisa the Mancha Ara. That it's put on the ground, and meaning this pot that's on the ground, and then you put it on pegs. But I thought it's considered connected. So it's only totally rabbinically, because the Pirush like Rashi explains over there, and therefore it's not a steer.